Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, we're back with more here, live on this Memorial Day edition of the program. Of course, you can join us on our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
Dave Ridley's here, too. And Dave, it's been great having you on the show tonight. I know you wanted to talk about jury rights outreach, and I definitely want to discuss that. Plus, coming up, we've also got the declining value of U.S. newspapers. The Pew Research Center has looked at some of the numbers, and it's not shaping up too hot for those in the newspaper business. I want to get into that, too. But, Dave, you've been really impressed, I guess, recently with the explosion over just the last month or so of jury rights outreach that has been going on here in New Hampshire, specifically jury nullification outreach, where jurors are being informed of their rights. And this is not just a New Hampshire thing. It's happening, you know, in other places, but it's really happening here. Concentrated activism going on here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. But jury nullification is a nationwide thing. And it is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. So, you know, they don't tell you this in court, but you as a juror have the absolute right to ignore the evidence. You know, let's say that Mark's on trial for being caught selling marijuana.
Yeah.
And he got caught red-handed, undercover deal. There's video. There's audio. It's clear you sold some pot. A conscientious individual who knows about jury nullification on that jury could vote not guilty, despite the evidence, because that juror believes the law is wrong, that the law should not be enforced, that the law should not be applied in this case, whatever. If that juror says, I don't think this guy should go to prison for this, he can vote not guilty. And that's the essence sort of jury nullification. And that's what activists in New Hampshire, in various different places, are looking to communicate that those ideas to the people who are coming into jury duty. And you have taken note of this recently.
Yeah, it seems like it's been spreading. You guys have been managing to do it regularly here in Keene.
For years we've done it here in Keene.
Yeah, and we've had flashes in the pan in Manchester where we did it. I've been to a couple out there.
Right.
But now it looks
Grafton
like they
had done it for a while,
they're
too.
They're starting to have a regular outreach in Manchester, it looks like.
That's
and
right.
They're going to have one at Laconia shortly. They had a Dover one, I guess, the other day.
Yep, and
it's starting to catch fire a little bit, and
that's like half the state right there.
That leaves the other question open, though, of whether it's having much of an effect, because it seems like so many people just kind of ignore. They'll take the flyer, but they'll do what the judge wants them to.
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
And,
well,
you know, it's almost like something else needs to happen to push this over the top. Either it becomes really mainstream, or maybe you've given the person better armor to defend against the judge and the other jurors.
I think pamphleting is incredibly powerful because it puts ideas in people's heads, even if they don't use those ideas right away.
Not right away.
But yeah. Let's not forget, this is liberty in our lifetimes, not liberty next week. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in Lloyd's lifetime. That's an inside joke for a guy who
was the early mover who died.
Who was rather old. And
he died just hours, I think, after being photographed at a jury outreach event.
Hmm.
Or at least it was a court event involving Free Staters.
Yeah, at least he was active right up to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the difficulty is that, you know, people, these ideas, it takes time for people to change their lives.
That's true.
You know, I think that the best we can hope for is to just give people a little room, give them some ideas, and see what happens.
So, just to answer your question, though, a little bit further, Dave, as somebody who, I'm the one out there doing this every month, basically. I mean,
you are a lead on that.
In Cheshire County, you know, sometimes someone will come to help me, but for the most part, I'm there alone doing it. And really, you don't need more than one person to do it here, because there's only one entrance to the court. And I can handle opening the door and handing people flyers at the same time. That's not a problem. If I have a second person, it makes it a little easier because then one person can open the door and the other person can hand the flyers out. But nonetheless, when I'm there alone, I still get 90% penetration with those flyers. Most everyone who walks by me takes one. And they're usually very grateful, you know, for being given the opportunity to have this. And then the way it works out here, and I don't know if this is the case in all the courts in New Hampshire, but here they'll impanel the jury pool for 2 months. So they'll show up 1 month. They'll all take the flyer, and then I'll be out there the next month offering them the flyer again, because there's a chance that somebody who didn't take it the first time will take it the second time. So yep. I'm still there. And so that would be their opportunity to tell me something, right? Like about, oh, well, you know, we had those confiscated from us. No one's ever told me that. So that's good news, because I suspect someone would tell me, because we do get information sometimes from people that are inside courts about, you know, what's been going on the inside. And so that hasn't happened where someone has said, oh, well, they've been confiscating this, or they told us to hand them over or something like that. And I have had compliments from people as well, like, you know, verbally appreciating the fact.
What's
that
your ratio for go to hell free stater versus, you know, thanks for the info?
Next to zero go to hell free stater.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that there was one guy one time that kind of gave you trouble about opening the door for him. But he wasn't really a juror.
I don't think he was a juror.
Yeah, I think
you mean
a
the guy who threatened me with a lawsuit for taking his picture?
Yeah, something like that.
That's an attorney.
Yeah.
And he never sued me, by the way, so I called his bluff on that one because I took his picture.
I guess it's another situation where it's an opportunity to go ahead and record what's happening to you and just you know, put an I'm audio taping sign on and record mm-hmm. everything. But maybe that interferes with the handing out of leaflets if you've got that sign.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those activist things that I sort of do in the vacuum, if you will, because I don't generally document those incidents. I do have my camera nearby, so if police or somebody comes and you know starts to cause an issue, I can quickly grab the camera and roll with it. But every now and then there will be some sort of documentary crew who will come out and take video of me doing that. And just generally most people are very, very friendly and receptive. And I feel like that's a good thing, right? That they're not in Florida, my experience was different. There were a lot of people in Florida when I did some jury outreach down there years ago.
Yeah, I remember you were trying to get me to help you out on that one.
Yeah, and that's where I was... I wouldn't say harassed by the police, but they gave me a little bit of a harder time than up here. But the people were less likely to take the flyers in Florida. I would say it was more like 50% would take it in Florida, whereas more, you know, here it's closer to 90 to 100.
Well, it's another country. It's supposed to be different.
Do you think, it is.
Do you think that to some extent you've gotten better at it, like the things that you say perhaps have gotten better as opposed to...
I couldn't tell you, Mark. I don't think that it was... I can't say for sure what my approach was in Florida. We're talking about more than a decade ago at this point.
Yeah, sure, it was that long ago.
Or about a decade ago. But I think that it was fairly simple. I mean, really, you don't want to say very much. That's generally my approach is to just simply say, you know, good morning. Here's information about your rights, you know, your rights as a juror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something very brief. They don't have time to listen to whatever it is you have to say. So, you know, they want to get in that courthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering if there might be more interesting things for us to do while we're inside as potential jurors. Like if you get called on jury duty.
Now that would be very interesting.
I haven't been called.
That hasn't happened to too many movers. For
it actually has. See, this is one of the things I see because I'm out there, Mark, is I get to see who all the free staters are getting called to jury duty. I can tell you it's happened to not just free staters, but also local liberty-oriented people as well. So folks like Nick, who used to be the host of Free Minds TV, I've seen him go in. There's a young lady here who's a free stater, Sean. Varen Swearingen, the former president of the Free State Project, I've seen him go in for jury duty. So those are the kind of people who absolutely will give feedback, right? When Varen Swearingen goes in there, the former president of the Free State Project, if they start taking flyers from people, you know, confiscating flyers, he's going to come out and he's going to tell me that. He never did.
There are several things that could be done inside one of these buildings if you're called and hauled in. Mm-hmm. I haven't been since I was here. But one thing, what I did when I was called for jury duty in Dallas right before I moved, I took a wad of Free State Project literature with me with tear-offs on it so that mm-hmm. it had the URL you could tear it off and the phone number. And I pasted that, covered that courthouse with with Free State Project literature.
Probably not the best approach for New Hampshire.
And, you would use a different type of literature, but while you're in there, you could paste that entire interior of the courthouse with literature about whatever you wanted the court you know, people to see.
I suspect that it wouldn't last longer than the amount of time you were there to keep an eye on it, if even that. I mean, court security is going to see you doing that, and they're going to come confiscate that. They're not going to let that stand for very long.
You know, but every 30 minutes, maybe it's appearing in the bathroom, at the stall, you know.
If it's in the stall.
And, you know.
If it's in the stall, it'll stay for longer. But I thought you meant, like, putting on poster boards or something like that.
The other option is don't wait around for a victimless crime to acquit. Acquit everybody for everything. that will get their attention.
I can't advocate that. Yeah. I mean, you know, no, that's not going to fly with
the reason I'll explain why I'm advocating
I want to hear that,
that
here in a moment, because to me, that's just not going to fly with a lot of people, like, you know, acquitting a murderer. I don't think that's going to be very popular. 855-450-FREE, but we'll find out what Dave has to say about it here in moments. Plus, the declining value of U.S. newspapers. How bad is it? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm.
We had a wine tasting here at the Keene Activist Center. I don't know. Has it been a week now, Ian?
Just about. Last Thursday, I think, or something.
And there was a really great Spanish garnacha. Is that how you...
Sounds right to me.
Garnacha?
I've never heard of it before.
I hadn't either, but it was a pretty darn good wine.
I polished that one off.
It's
good.
What Cameron Hughes does at chwine.com is he goes around, he buys the extra bottles and sells them direct to customers from these vineyards, the best vineyards in the world in some cases. And obviously they're going to make too much wine sometimes. So he buys them, sells them direct to customers. He has a different label on them, but that's really the only difference. It's the exact same wine that you can pay a lot less for. So we recently had Lot 446. This is the Spanish Garnacha. And it's a fantastic everyday drinking wine. It's a great food wine. It's only $10 for our listeners. Yeah, it's an amazing value. It's one of Cameron's favorite everyday wines, and it's one of it's really, I thought it was great, and it'd be really great with sort of tasty food like red meats and spicy stuff. You can pick up a case. It's perfect for summer barbecues, graduations, and a great Father's Day gift.
Mm.
It's amazing. This online exclusive for our listeners. All you have to do is go to chwine.com and click on the microphone in the upper left and enter coupon code FTL. You get free shipping.
Still?
Yep. Free shipping and this exclusive garnacha for only $10.
Now, you've got to buy three bottles to get the free shipping, but still, that's nothing. I mean, $30 for three bottles of wine there. And yeah, that's if you're getting three garnachas. You can obviously get whatever bottles you want.
You get three garnachas. That's a great deal. Now, wine's heavy and expensive to ship, so obviously the shipping's a big deal. Wine Spectator recently rated two of Cameron's amazing cabs at over 90 points. These are high-quality wines at an awesome price.
Yeah.
The only way to get this exclusive free shipping offer and this great rate on the Garnacha for $10 is to go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left, and enter our code FTL. You will not regret it.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, there's the story about the newspapers I want to get into. But, Dave Ridley, you just said acquit everybody. You've been talking about jury rights outreach. And
yeah, that's crazy talk.
Asking about, you know, what are some other ways besides just handing out pamphlets that we can promote the idea of jury nullification, your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. Are you serious?
I can back this up. I got this idea from my brothers and sisters in the black community in Tyler, in Texas, when I worked there. Actually, it was a little bit after I left that they started doing this, but there was, you know, as anywhere else, a corrupt legal system. Folks started acquitting anyone who was black because they figured that so many black folks they just didn't believe anything they were hearing.
Okay.
And in fact, they probably shouldn't have believed anything they were hearing.
That's a good point.
At the time, I didn't like that idea. But if you think about it, ethically speaking, if you vote to convict someone and get them sent to jail at taxpayer expense, you essentially initiated force against the taxpayer. If you voted to acquit, and even if it's a heinous murderer and you voted to acquit, you still have the option of doing something about the problem yourself.
A vigilante justice?
I don't think I would actually just go out and whack a murderer. If I were to get a jury to acquit in a case like that, it would be my responsibility to do something myself. I don't know what it would be.
I don't think it's fair, Dave, to say that voting to convict someone is aggression against a taxpayer. I mean, the taxpayers are going to be aggressed against whether or not you vote to acquit or not.
Well, the jail's
going to
cost an additional...
No, it won't. The jail's going to get what it's going to get.
That's
additional bloody
like,
sandwiches?
That's a little bit like saying someone else is going to do it, so I should do it.
Well, no.
Someone else is going to do it anyway.
So I'm glad you brought this up because I have talked to jail superintendent Rick Van Wickler. He's the guy who runs the local jail here that some of us like to call the Keene Spiritual Retreat. Rick is, for those who are new listeners to the show, Rick is actually kind of known as a jail warden because he's a member of law enforcement against prohibition. And so curious about this because I've seen the numbers as far as what does it cost to put somebody in a prison cell in New Hampshire, and I think it's like 35 or 40 grand a year or something like that. And so I had previously thought, oh, well, you know, that would mean that the jails would get more money for the amount of people that they put in there. And Mark, you had bad of me back by saying, oh, well, it's the same price regardless. You know, they might have to spend an extra bit on bologna sandwiches. And so really what he told me was that he asks for the maximum every year. He asks for the amount that he would need to have a full jail, essentially, as far as his budget is concerned. So from what he told me, and I don't believe he was being dishonest, it sounds to me like it doesn't matter whether or not if they take you tonight and put you in Cheshire County Jail and they keep you there for 2 months or whatever for non-cooperation or civil disobedience, their budget will not go up. So that's what I was told, and whether that applies to the state prison, I don't know, but that's what I was told about the local jail.
It's the drop in the bucket phenomenon, but you know I have a responsibility for every drop I put in that bucket. You know, just because the budget doesn't necessarily go up doesn't mean their expenses didn't go up because a person was there that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Well, their expenses might go up, but they get the same amount of tax dollars, is my point. They are
but as their expenses go up, that results in the taxes eventually going up, too.
So how much are we talking about? When you're talking about aggression, if it costs the taxpayers a penny extra a piece to put somebody in, it's not much to sort of as quantity you know goes here. So if the jail holds 100 people, it's currently got 75 people in it, and you keep one person from going, that's 76. And, you know, it's not going to change anything as far as electricity because the lights will go on and off at the same time. It's not going to change much as far as water goes because you're only talking about a little bit of hand washing, a little bit of toilet flushing here, and, you know, shower taking.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to cost much in food because the food sucks and it's all cheap and many of it's
actually not bad at the King Spiritual Retreat.
You can say that if you'd like. I've spent a great deal of my time in prison and I can tell you that there's
In Florida.
Yeah, they had a lot of out-of-date food from Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
I've spent my time handling the food and it was fresh. They had real eggs, you know, real fruit.
Amazing. Amazing stuff to me.
And I've eaten retreat, the food baby. There. So.
Yeah. So you're not talking about a great deal of money as far as the food goes.
Now, hold on a second, Mark. Were you at the new Spirit
Retreat? Well, no, the old one.
It's better. The food's better now than it was back then. Because back then you got the food from the old person's home, which was just down the street. So you guys kind of got the extras from the old person's home. And it just wasn't that great of food back then. It's better now. Than it was previously.
So I wasn't afraid of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, in many cases, you're not talking about, you know, a couple few dollars a day when that's spread out
it's
over.
$2 a meal maximum, yeah.
Over something like, I think it's like 50,000 households, 40,000 households in the county. You're not talking about much as far as incarcerating somebody. But, you know, there's not a lot of cost to incarceration.
But then there are always all these backup positions now that I have to fall back on to defend, assuming you're right about what you just said. Did they even do it?
Sure.
You know, I mean, you know, can you believe
a reasonable doubt?
Can you believe the people that are saying they did? Who did they do it to? What were the circumstances? You know, I guess the final one would be, what are all the victimless crime charges that they're tacking on to this murder or whatever?
Well, certainly if they're victimless crime charges, then that's a no-brainer. Obviously, that's a guilty, but you're going to have a tough time convincing people that jury nullification is valid if on the same hand you are also saying, we should apply this to every case. Hang on, more coming up here at 8:55.
Probably didn't belong in the pamphlet.
4:53, it's Free Talk Live.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. The live Memorial Day edition continues here. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. If you want to share them here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Add our username there, which is lrn.fm. Just send over a contact request first. We'll approve it once we notice it coming in. And then after that, you can call us easily on Skype. And again, username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And don't forget to check out more of Dave over on his, I don't know if you call it a website, ridleyreport.com currently forwards to your YouTube channel, does it not?
Correct.
Okay, so go to ridleyreport.com and hit that subscribe button, and Dave Ridley will keep you up to date with a lot of the things that are going on here in New Hampshire. In fact, a lot of stuff that nobody else goes to. You were talking about this during one of the breaks, Dave, that you like to focus on places and things that are happening where you're the only activist to show up to cover that.
Yeah, the biggest difference mathematically is the difference between 0 and 1, mm-hmm. and that's also true in civics. You know, a place where they go do something, they have like a government meeting and there's no opposition, it's dramatically different if there is slight opposition from no opposition. And one person can make that happen.
And yeah. You do, and you've been actually going recently to Keene-related stuff. Like the school board meeting here, and also the we just had a power failure here. Anyway, the school board meeting and the Keene City Council, you're peppering them with questions and your traditional kind of ambush interview style. Those are very entertaining. They're up right now over at RidleyReport.com. Plus, if you're getting online at all, you need to know how to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you with that. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their software for free that will encrypt your data connection, so your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online when you're using ProXPN. It's for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android and Linux. So pretty much anything that you're using, whether it's your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer at home, ProXPN can work for you. You can go and get started with their free account at proxpn.com/FTL, but you'll likely want to upgrade to their premium account so you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can use promo code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of the annual account. So, heck of a deal on some great privacy protection. Go and get started right now for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, gentlemen, did you feel like there was more that we should cover on this jury nullification issue? Dave, you can't be serious when you say you want people to vote to acquit everybody.
I'm serious, but I'm open to changing my mind. I could be wrong about this. There may be something I'm missing. But it seemed to have some positive effect in Tyler when it was tried there.
Tyler, Texas. Well, I do have a question from a listener here. Just curious, what do we have in the way of stories from people who have accomplished a nullification? So where has this worked, Ian? I recall there was...
where has what worked?
Jury
nullification?
Jury nullification.
In New Hampshire, the story of Doug Darrell is the best example that I can give. He was a Rastafarian. He's still around. A Rastafarian. This was only 2 or 3 years ago now that this transpired. And he got busted for recording, or not recording, for growing pot plants, cannabis cultivation, which is a serious felony-level charge here in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, it's still illegal to do that sort of thing. And so he was facing felonies, which meant many years in prison, possibly. And in this particular case, it wasn't the handing out of flyers that got him acquitted. It was the fact that a Free State Project participant, an early mover for the Free State Project, she was on his jury, and when the jury came in for deliberations, she was able to flip the entire jury to not guilty, which is an amazing persuasive ability.
It's amazing
on her part, and it really just goes to show how. I mean, you can't say this about all jurors, but when you think you're the only one, like when the first vote happened, it was 11-1. She was the only person voting for not guilty. She flipped the other 11 to not guilty. And she did it because she had the gumption, the wherewithal, the circuitiveness to be able to stand her ground and say, look, this is wrong. What's happening to this guy? He didn't hurt anybody. He shouldn't go to prison for this. We should find him not guilty. Now, I don't know exactly what she said to persuade them, but I imagine it could
be. We had her on the air.
Like
we did do an interview with her.
That's right. Kathleen Converse was her name. If you search our archives for her name, I bet you that episode will come up.
Yeah, Converse, like Converse shoes.
Yeah, Kathleen Converse. And she's the perfect character for this, too, because she's kind of got that grandmotherly look to her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she is a grandma, but she's, looks like she's in her early 60s, late 50s, or
something like that. Yeah.
Maybe mid-60s, something like that. And she looks like she should be on a jury. And so she got back there, and she did everything that it took to make that happen, and she saved that man from prison.
But this is why salespeople make so much money, is that it's very, very difficult to convince someone else to do anything. Much easier to do it yourself, but to convince someone else to do something is rocket science. It's rocket effing science. So I just don't understand. I do understand that we do not have more results as a result of like handing things out in person.
Right.
I wouldn't expect a lot of results.
Right, I agree. Yeah. Having a person there is going to be more persuasive than the pamphlet. There's no doubt about that.
Well, the one person can hang a jury, and that's the end of the story.
But it doesn't hurt to have the pamphlets, and I still feel like it's worth my effort, even though I don't get an outpouring of thank you so much. Every now and then someone will say thank you, and that's good enough for me if I get some appreciation.
I'll bet you that guy really appreciates that the whole...
Doug Darrell?
Yeah, Doug Darrell probably believes that one action, is worth all of the Free Staters have moved here to New Hampshire.
Well, there's an occasional, there's another method of outreach that I think also can help. So I was at a courthouse doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach, which is my normal thing at court because jury's only once a month. Don't Take a Plea Deal, we do like 10 days a month out here. So the first 2 weeks of the month in Cheshire County, we've got people outside the courthouse handing out this plea deal information to people who are coming in. One day I was at court handing out that information, and I was actually in court because I happen to have a trial for myself for speeding. And so I, of course, you know, they always make me wait till, a lot of the times they'll make me wait till the end. In this case, they had made me wait till the end because the bureaucrat who was accusing me hadn't shown up yet, so the cop wasn't there. And of course, if they start the trial without the witness, then I can motion to dismiss when they call the witness if they're not there, and they'll throw the case out.
And
so,
you will.
So they waited until the very end. So I got to see all of the cases that came before me, and one of them was a woman who was being arraigned on felony marijuana growing charges. She was like a real long-haired hippie looking lady. She had a husband with her who also looked kind of like a hippie guy, and so I thought, wow, you know, these people are in a bad way. I'm going to give them a jury flyer. So when they walked out of the courtroom, I got up, grabbed one of my jury flyers from inside my backpack. Now, this is the courthouse where I'm not banned from handing out flyers inside
that
the courthouse.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, well, that's actually every other courthouse. The one that I'm banned from is here in Cheshire County. I cannot hand out flyers. No one can hand out flyers in Cheshire County. In fact, the way the order is written, it actually would prohibit the clerks from handing you papers at the clerk's window, but obviously it's not being enforced on them. So anyway, I approached this lady and her husband, and I said to them, you know, hey, I want you to know about jury nullification. This is, you know, an option for you. This is something you should know about. It's like, yeah, I overheard what you were being charged with. This is something that you should know about. And they were so appreciative of it. They had not heard about jury nullification. I gave them a little briefing as to what it was. And they were super, super appreciative of it. So I think also giving that information to the defendants can be helpful as well.
That may be really actually pretty efficient. Because if you think about it, the person who is getting that flyer, they may have had no chance, like their attorney may not tell them about it, and it gives them a chance to tell the attorney and
that's
at least
right.
Bring it up at trial. It might never be mentioned at trial if not for your pamphlet.
That's right. And also, at least you're in New Hampshire where this stuff can be mentioned at trial. So that's another thing that is an assistance to us here, is that the defense can actually talk about it to the jury in New Hampshire.
That automatically helps every defendant bring that into a trial.
Yeah, exactly.
If we got the message to every defendant.
Which, as I say, we're not doing regularly.
That's close, so we're getting there.
If the defendant is walking through the front door the morning of the trial, they could very well get one of those flyers, because usually, you know, well, I guess if we're there on jury selection day, the defendant may not be there. Depends. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. 855, 453. Let's talk about the decline of the U.S. newspaper here in moments, and your calls and thoughts if you make them at 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want. Anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on this live Memorial Day edition of the program at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got Ian, Dave Ridley, and Mark in the studio here. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. We, over the last several years on Free Talk Live, have been paying attention to the decline and the fall of print media. A lot of print media is having a difficult time out there. The daily papers, of course, have been shutting down completely or cutting their print runs to, you know, just a few times a week. Now, Dave, are you being facetious with that? Are you actually sad?
They brought it on themselves. Although, you know, I mean, we need a strong press in the U.S., but we weren't getting it from the papers anyway.
No, they're very obedient to the state. They're always, you know, bending over for the politicians and never really asking the tough questions. Or,
I mean, there are exceptions, but yeah, there by are and large.
But usually the exceptions are like Russia Today and Al Jazeera, which are not U.S.-based organizations. Those are the ones that seem to do the best, at least on the for the mainstream level, doing the best reporting. Obviously, IndyMedia is a different story.
Well, there have been some exceptions inside the U.S., too. I mean,
that's
local.
True. Every now and then. National. But it seems like the local papers are more likely to be better at criticizing even stuff outside of their state or outside of their direct purview.
Yeah, well, local papers are obviously very dependent on local advertisers, and local advertisers like good news. They like, oh, yeah, the fluffy pieces. They don't like that stuff going after, in many cases, the advertisers or businessmen. They're connected with the local politicians, and they don't want corruption shown or bad crime statistics or these sorts of things. They don't want that stuff.
Yeah, God forbid a business owner should be protected from corruption.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, so here's the news from the Pew Research Center. This is the latest on the print industry, specifically newspapers. Over the past two decades, major newspapers across the country have seen a recurring cycle of ownership changes and steep declines in value. The San Diego Union-Tribune was the latest example of this, as it officially changed ownership brands on Thursday for the third time in 6 years.
Jeez.
The most recent purchase came from Tribune Publishing Company for the amount of $85 million, including nine community papers. Still waiting for a buyer is the 96-year-old New York tabloid The Daily News, which owner Mort Zuckerman put on the sale block this spring. But there seems to be far from a stampede of interested buyers. Steep revenue and circulation declines across the newspaper industry have left many newspapers struggling. Over the past decade, weekday circulation has fallen 17% and ad revenue more than 50%.
Okay. Circulation 17% in what period of time?
Over the past decade.
Okay.
Now,
Not terrible, actually. But that's on average.
So other papers, I looked at the Keene Sentinel, actually, for an article I wrote about them a couple years ago, and I pulled the circulation numbers from their official certifier, and I looked back years, you know, like 20 years back, and there was a decline from the 90s to the aughts, you know, like in the beginning of the aughts, but from the aughts to today, actually within the last 5 years or 7 years specifically, there's been a humongous decline in subscriptions of the local paper, but yet they managed to keep it going. They had a busy, bustling newsroom when I went in there a couple years ago for an interview, and I was surprised by that. I expected to see a skeleton crew in there, so despite their tremendous decline in subscriptions, they still seem to have it together.
Well, you know, partly it's probably because they don't really have much TV coverage out here.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Also, you know, they're so old. They're very, you know, very
established.
One of the oldest newspapers in America.
Yeah. But it's still annoying whenever I go to their website and it's like, give us the blood of a virgin in order to see, you know, this article because you've already looked at three articles this month.
Here's how you get around that. You
ProXPN.
Well, ProXPN is one way, but you can actually just create an incognito browser or a private browsing window.
You just type in M. Do you take out the www and you just put an M in?
The mobile site will work for you, too.
Yeah, and it's just fine.
Okay. So there's multiple ways to get around that one. So steep revenue and circulation declines across the industry again. They're pretty hurting. In 2014 alone, three different media companies decided to spin off more than 100 newspaper properties, in large part to protect their still robust broadcast or digital divisions. Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos may have stunned many with his $250 million purchase of the Washington Post, which was last sold at auction in 1933. But other recent sales of major papers show dramatic devaluation and suggest a tough road ahead for the newspaper industry. So they look here on over two decades, major U.S. newspapers declining rapidly in value. Value of the deals that they're giving numbers for here. So they're going back in time. They're going to give you 1993 for the New York Times buying the Globe owner. So we're talking about the Boston Globe here in this case. The Boston Globe and the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. $1.8 billion in 1993, the New York Times company buys Globe owner-affiliated publications. $1.8 billion. 6 years later, in 1999, Times company bought the Telegram and Gazette for $419 million. And then in 2013, businessman John Henry buys both of those papers and the related properties. How much?
Half that.
So half of $1.8 billion plus, so about $1 billion is what you would say. Try $71 million. $71 million. That's a valuation change, they say here, from 1993 to 2013 of minus 96%.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philly Daily News, their change was for, minus 91% from 06 to 2012, where in 2006, McClatchy Company sold the papers to Philadelphia Media Holdings, LLC. Then, 4 years later, Philadelphia Media Network bought the properties at auction, so they sold them for $604 million in 2006. Then, at auction, they were purchased for $151 million in 2010. Then, in 2012, another company bought the papers for $56 million.
Jeez.
So it's just down and down and down the drain. I mean, these companies that are buying these papers, they must be suicidal, it seems. I mean, they really have to have quite the business plan in mind to try to save these struggling, and I say struggling in the nicest way here, operations.
Yeah, you've got to really believe you can do something. Now, I must admit to believing that I could change things too for a newspaper. Now, I'm not ready to slap down the money for one of these newspapers, but I can say that I think that they have to do something entirely different. There's a classification of newsprint that's not doing as bad, and that's the
weekly freebie.
Yeah, right? The weekly freebie, the penny pincher, the swap shop,
the fish wrapper.
Yeah, that one, and it's not doing bad. And the reason is that they, you know, all their money is basically all their, you know, their salespeople that get a commission, and then they do these sort of happy articles and that kind of thing. Well, I don't think that that's, and they give it away for free. As a matter of fact, they'll send it to your house. And I think that they need to go to that free model. People do want newspapers. Newspapers have value. But they, you know, they're just not willing to pay what it costs for them.
Right.
And I think it should go to a more advertiser thick and you know, system, and then give them away at least at the you know, at some locations. Maybe you charge people for delivery. But, I mean, delivery costs money in the same way that restaurants will charge you, you know, one price at the door and one price at your door. And so there's a difference. So maybe, you know, give them away at the little, you know, newspaper pullout things or whatever, mm-hmm. and then charge people a certain amount for having them delivered to their house or, you know, whatever. But advertisers want eyes, and you'll get the eyes if you just get it to in people's hands.
Well, another thing that might work is if they did two things. First of all, making the paper available as some kind of audio format so that you can listen to the paper. And also, if they were to actually be interesting, you know, cover the real controversies and conflicts that are going on in a town. They don't necessarily have to generate any of their own, but they're always fights and factions, and if you focus on that conflict, people will read. People are interested in conflict.
And they'll pass it around as well.
But
it's a really interesting
article. Happy paper thing, I mean, I guess it, for some reason it seems to be working out somewhat well for their weeklies, but no one really expects most of the, you know, commerce-oriented weeklies to do that. I know in Dallas they had a paper called The Observer, and it was weekly, and it was
more indie media kind of?
Yeah, it was very harsh reporting on everything the government did in Dallas.
I love that. And I'm so glad Darrell W. Perry does that here. He's like a one-man newsprint publishing operation. He puts together his own newspaper on a weekly basis, and then he distributes the paper. And it would be great if he had a bigger crew helping him with that, but you know, that's one of those projects that you really have to be interested in print publishing, I think, to get involved in that. But maybe more people will move here as part of the Free State Project, and we'll see things like that expand. Before we go, I want to give you a few more numbers here. Chicago Sun-Times, 1994, was purchased for $284 million. Then, in 2011, sold the paper and the related properties, $21 million. The paper filed for bankruptcy in 2009. Minneapolis Star Tribune, down 93% from 98 to 2012, from a $1.7 billion sale down to $122 million in 2012. Just incredible. Incredible. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and check out Dave on his YouTube channel, RidleyReport.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you
you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.